James.
I want you.
Stop. Jenna.
To want me. I need.
Stop. James.
I'm begging you.
Stop, Jenna.
To beg me. Oh.
Stop,
that got
Jenna.
Way high.
Jenna.
Wait. Shit. Oh, God. Fuck.
Stop, James.
I lost it.
Oh, fuck. God. Yes.
Stop, Jenna.
Put on my brown suede shoes.
Stop, James.
Green. 5.
Stop, James.
23.
Stop, Jenna.
Red, green, red,
stop,
green.
Jenna.
Red, green, red,
stop,
green.
James.
Blue, 21.
Greetings, Apropos-y, and buckle up for the 6th. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your host,
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna. Oh.
Magnificently done.
Oh, God damn it.
Jesus.
I heard the egg at the end of the last podcast, and I am dismayed. I am... You have ruined my reputation.
Sorry, that's officially in the rotation
yep.
now.
Fucking son of a bitch. Oh, my God.
You know what? You sound like you need a drink.
Yeah?
Mm. Well, I have a fucking mug full of Kahlua here.
Well, there is that is a
that is a bottle mug.
Yeah,
there's space around the Kahlua.
Yeah,
I have a Kahlua bottle in a mug.
It's a stein.
It is. Yeah, it's a stein. But like, there's space around the bottle that is inside this mug. Like,
it okay. big.
I feel like Kahlua stein would be a much more popular monster.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I believe that's a liter.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Maybe.
But that's not what we're drinking. What we're drinking is, hey.
Wait, give me the smallest one, because I'm driving.
They're all the same, aren't they?
They are.
That one's tinier.
Okay.
Well, promise.
Okay. Yep.
You can see it from here. Oh, yeah, that's
anyway,
way tinier.
All
right. Okay.
Listeners who pay attention to things will remember.
Do we have any of those?
We have several.
So some of them do, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Like two.
But some of them don't. And
two
for those people, I am going to give some backstory here.
Okay.
If you will remember, my family and I went to Yellowstone last year.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And on our way out there, we stopped and stayed at my cousin's house, who used to work at a distillery where they make all these lovely...
Distilled.
Beverages. Contraband in the Black Hills of South Dakota.
Yeah.
And so now that...
Contraband sounds like a band that plays contra music.
That?
This is why I'm not drinking a lot. I'm already weird.
Right, left, right, B-A, start. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, start. Start.
Oh, wow, there's a little bit of a...
You don't know the song?
No, not, on,
it's
not
lyrics.
Off the top of my head.
Oh,
yeah, I should.
So
oh, no, I do know it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. But anyway, so
that's
we...
That's not the song that got stuck
I
in
brought
my head.
Home a whole bunch of contraband, and we are going to try some of it now that everybody is together here in the lab.
We're all together.
What do we have? Those are clean.
Okay.
They just don't make it.
Okay.
They just got water spots.
Yeah.
Your water's too hard. You should play at some Kenny G or something.
So anyway, what are we drinking first, James?
We are drinking a holiday cheer.
Yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Excellent.
Okay.
So tell us about this thing.
Well, it's
give it a snoot.
Booze.
Oh.
Ah. It's their like holiday.
What, they don't have a blog on the back? I'm really
winter,
confused.
Yeah, it doesn't spices. Tell us about their trip to Nepal. Huh.
So.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I just sniffed it. What the fuck is...
It's very very sweet smelling.
Yeah?
It's,
okay,
it's,
so it smells like a caramely...
Very caramely, yeah.
Caramely. It's got like a specific... like
nutmeg.
It almost smells like eggnog.
Yeah, it has an
eggnog-ness
to it.
No, it does. I don't like eggnog. Well... Mm.
All right.
There you go.
Well, it's not eggnog, so there's that.
Ugh. Too much like eggnog. Oh, Jesus Christ. And then there was more. Oh, fuck.
It's very sweet.
Ugh.
It's got a strong nutmeg and orange peel to it.
Yeah, sure does. Ugh.
So the one thing I did note, and we have Dr. Pepper. specifically for this purpose, because one of the things that I did notice about the contraband, the ones that I did try, I haven't tried all of them, but I did try a few of them, is that they tend to be very sweet. Whoever their head mixer is at this place apparently has a sweet tooth, because all of them are very, very syrupy and sweet, which on a couple of them is okay, but on a couple of them was like, oh, this is really, really sweet. So I wanted to get your opinions on it first. But now, now that we've had the holiday cheer straight, now let's try with...
and not the month for
with
it.
With the Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
I will do this, but I need just the lightest touch of it.
Go ahead and hand me the glasses, James.
Here we are.
What we're going to do is we're just gonna do this.
Zwei. Three.
No, I don't want a big one. No, I meant like just put a little in there. That's why I put it in front of you.
Yeah.
And then I would put Dr. Pepper in that.
It's apparently...
So my glass isn't good enough. All right.
Nope. Yeah, it's
all right. No, I'll be fine.
The sound of pouring... For those of you who have like, been having difficulty needing to go to the bathroom.
You know I have another Dr. Pepper over here, right? Yeah. Like, I was just going to mix a tiny one, not all of this.
There's a method to my madness, I swear.
But now mine's going to be different flavored.
What?
Because I have the same amount of Dr. Pepper, but less.
Not that much less.
Okay.
Either way.
All right.
Whatever. I have problems with your science.
Some lawn chairs.
Works for me.
Yeah, no, that mostly tastes like Dr. Pepper. It's got a little...
Yeah, it's got an eggnog aftertaste.
Slightly nutmeggy.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up.
All right. Well...
A little bit of an orange
peel front. One contraband down.
Okay.
Do I need to check this now?
No, you don't need to. So anyway, what's everybody been up to?
I got Red Panda t-shirts.
So many, I heard.
I got 10.
So many, I heard.
That is more than 9.
Well,
but less than 11.
Well, let's not go crazy.
That's accurate. go crazy. Honey, I started there. So I gained some weight over the past year and found that many of my t-shirts were not fitting me the way that I wanted them
to. You and everybody else.
Right. So I decided that I really like wearing t-shirts, so I'm going to buy some that I can wear properly.
Bang, right.
And then I got a bunch of Red Panda t-shirts, because of course I did.
Baller.
Today's is a red t-shirt. It's cranberry.
Ooh.
And it has a Red Panda ears and face, but not like head. I don't even know
as
the
as if the
stuff.
T-shirt... Were the panda.
Right.
But is it a cranberry panda?
Zahambe. Zahambe.
No. Bamboo. Panda. Bamboo. Oh. Bamboo.
Well, for any of you who've ever...
With their ears and their claws and their claws and their tails with their hands.
For any of you who've ever wondered what that would sound like, now you know...
Do-do-do-do.
Drink to forget. All right.
On it. Anyway, I got 10 different Red Panda t-shirts because I don't know if anybody here knows, but I am a fan of Red Pandas.
That's bizarre. I have heard nothing about this. No, that's right. I did hear about it, but it was in Klingon.
Oh, my God. Why with the Klingon? Like, I don't... You're just putting me in Klingon. One of these years, I'm not going to do the Klingon show because they're going to decide to go with a different fight choreographer.
And then a different joke.
And you're just going to be lost.
Yeah.
You're going to be lost in Klingon.
No, Vulcan. Yep.
That doesn't make any logical sense.
Live long and perspire?
If anything, I would say you've done a lot of Vulcan shows. Anyway.
Can I fire him?
Always.
I've just been staring off into the middle distance for the past couple minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that was probably the wiser decision. Yeah, so anyway, I got a bunch of Red Panda t-shirts, onesies.
Onesies?
We all heard it, yeah.
I do have a Red Panda onesie.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
So I didn't need to get more.
That's fair.
Actually, true story, my old one broke, so I did need to get another Red Panda onesie. Uh-huh. The butt zipper came out, and I didn't want to fix it. I was just like,
I don't have questions about how that happened. I have no questions.
It was just a poorly made onesie, actually. But yeah, so I did have to get another Red Panda onesie.
Yeah.
It was sad.
Yeah.
But
did you like have a funeral for the other one?
No, I still have it. Okay. Just in case, like now it's my backup onesie though.
I might wouldn't just back up if the butt zipper is out.
Yeah, it depends on the night.
I mean, yeah, I know. That's fair.
I mean,
there's the one that you don't mind getting stains on, I guess, is the
when you want to have kinky time, but it's cold out.
Oh my god, that is my Renaissance Festival experience.
Oh shit.
Right. Uh-huh, right there.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I just bought two sleeping bags that zip together.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
All this time, you could have been wearing a Red Panda onesie with a hole in the butt.
It's true. I could have been.
You didn't know. Although, I would get you probably, like, a jellyfish.
Jellyfish would be super good. Someone else had a...
Super yeah, but adorable. Then
frenemy of the podcast.
Partner wouldn't know which appendage was...
I mean,
right. Does it matter?
It doesn't.
I mean...
Yeah, if anime has taught me anything...
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It's that they are all the appendage.
Oh, fuck. Which one is it? This one? There it is.
That seems correct.
Like she's yeah. just got a mouthful of tentacle and is like, is it this one? Nope. Is it this one? Nope.
Like a Rubik's Cube? yeah, no, I...
No, there's more shifting.
I wanted to get an octopus onesie, but a friend of me of the podcast, Lauren Haven, already has one.
Mm.
And I felt like mm-hmm. I needed something new and different for myself. And so that's... I think a squid or a jellyfish would be really good.
I was thinking jellyfish.
Yeah.
I think you'd be pretty fucking adorable in a jellyfish onesie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if there's like a...
But then you'd have to learn how to like float
undulate.
Better.
Yeah.
I could, yeah.
You're pretty good at it already, yeah. actually, thinking on it now.
He does the arm thing.
He yeah. does do the arm thing.
Yeah, there was that, the Convergence show where I was a squid. And myself and several other performers got into tight formation to be squib arms.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a photo.
I love that we're the kind of people where that story makes sense.
I'm just, yeah. like, that doesn't faze me. Are you going for shocking? Because you haven't hit it yet.
No.
Rarely.
Oh, okay.
Rarely.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay, so I got these t-shirts, and I'm very excited. They just showed up today, which is why I'm so excited about it.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And then over the weekend, I spent with Joe.
Story checks out.
Right.
Yeah.
Surprising no one.
Yeah.
On Friday, we went out to a restaurant. I don't mean out to Merlin's. I mean out to a restaurant. it is the Italian Eatery. Right around the corner from the AON Labs.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
It's called the Italian Eatery. I wasn't going to... No. Don't encourage that. I was just going to answer it and move on.
Do you perhaps have some kind of name that you could give in example?
Why isn't there a deep sigh on this song?
Because we make it ourselves.
Oh, yeah. And I helped.
Thank you.
There we go. But no, so we ate at the Italian Eatery and shut it. And I was looking at the menu and I was like, guess I'm having dairy tonight.
Yeah.
Which I had known going into it.
Yeah.
like,
hope you didn't want sexy times tonight because I'm spending the evening on the toilet.
Or I hope that the sexy times that you wanted are real weird.
Have you met my boyfriend? He's a little off. So anyway, So no, I had a lovely pasta dish, and we had, oh God, I don't remember what it's called, but it's like cheese inside cheese, because fuck it. And then I had a flourless chocolate tort.
Wow.
And yep, I was a farty McFarterson.
Yeah, okay.
There was no stopping. Well, like, I don't even know if I could call it a fart. It was more just like air consistently.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah. Mm-hmm. For all of those listeners that find me attractive. So I was just farting the entire time, like throughout the night.
I'd have been real tempted. Like, if I were Joe, I would have been real tempted to just give you gentle squeezes to see if the pitch went up.
I'm not a bagpipe, James.
Yet.
No, that's not something I aspire to.
Counterpoint.
Aren't you?
Damn it. Oh, fuck. Oh, I hate you both so much. Yeah, so, but it was so delightful to go to a restaurant, mm-hmm. not just like our pub, but like out to eat quasi fancy like. Yeah. Like, that was, so good.
My wife and I discussed that, and we're still not, because our kids are still not vaccinated.
Right.
And so we can't, but it was like, on Friday, it was just like, what do you want to do for dinner? It was like, can we go out to a restaurant? And it was like, no.
Maybe Joe and I could have met you at the Italian Eatery. Which is the name of the place that we went to.
That's quite all right. I like my Jenna non-gaseous.
The name of the place that we went to is which?
Who, what, and where?
Oh, yeah. My God. No, there's two things going on, and I can't keep up. I need more booze.
That can happen.
Yeah. No, the gassiness doesn't start until, like, an hour or two afterwards, so you would have been fine.
Fair.
Yeah. Okay. Not gassy at a fancy restaurant. I am a lady. Give me some credit.
Literally.
Counterpoint.
Literally.
Are you?
Well. I have a piece of paper that says I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if I can use a piece of paper off the internet to call myself a reverend and become legal to officiate weddings, then that is good fucking enough.
There are two things that we believe in on this podcast. One of them is science, and the other one is legally binding internet paperwork.
You are technically correct,
which is the best kind correct. Of correct.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Then I had some people over for a fire Saturday.
Intentionally?
Yes.
Oh.
Actually.
That sounds quite pleasant.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah.
Then we just, like, we spent time, like, going out and doing things, and we spent time not going out and doing things, and we rewatched Marvel movies that we don't commonly rewatch, like Ant-Man 2.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And Thor.
The first one?
Yeah.
Fair.
That romance story is non-existent, let's be clear. It's not good.
I'm so glad they just, like, moved on.
Yeah.
Like second movie's like, oh, they're not here anymore.
No.
Don't ever mention it again.
Yep.
Well, no,
but
the
we
second...
have Kat Dennings, so that's good.
I mean, yes.
The second movie they had to incorporate the romance story because of this stuff. But then after that it was like, we're on a break.
We're moving on. Yep.
Yeah, no, that was a good choice.
Yeah, that was when Thor dated Ross from Friends. Which is nice.
Oh, my God. Okay, point the first. I understand the reference, and I'm sad. Point the second. Yeah. Why would you do that? I'm beginning to understand how our conversations get derailed, Salsa.
Huh. Yeah.
They were on a break. It's a big meme thing that happened in the 90s with the show. 2000s, early 2000s, maybe? I don't know.
No, 90s.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
But, yeah. James made a reference older than my adult daughter, is what happened.
It is the only way that I can defeat her. It's true.
I think in this conversation, she's still winning somehow.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Probably because she's not here
for it. I haven't gone to the bathroom yet, so I don't know for sure.
Okay.
No one's told me.
Wanted to point out, I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're on firm footing then.
I was about to say, that's usually your state, though.
Yeah,
right?
No, like,
you've made peace with this.
You two, like, felt the need to explain everything, and it got derailed, and I was like, I really actually don't
know. I didn't want to explain it. I just wanted to let you know why it happened.
I know why.
He understands, and then, there's something wrong with me.
But then James kept talking, and...
Which is also something wrong with me.
I don't know that I can stop him.
I feel like
I've tried.
So you're rewatching Marvel movies?
Yeah. So we rewatched a few of them. I've also been watching The Good Place on my own.
Ooh.
Yeah. I am in the middle of, or getting close to, the end of the second season.
Have you seen it before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple times. I just needed some feel-good happies.
Fair.
And The Good Place was the best place to do that, so...
Huh.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
What was I saying? God damn it. So I'm halfway through the second season. They're back on Earth doing that particular experiment, which I always forget about.
Yeah.
Until I rewatch it, and I was like, all right, they spent, like, a good half a season on Earth. All right, well, fuck.
Are they still on Namek?
Hmm?
That's a reference that neither of you will get.
Well,
right.
Way to drop references that exclude your co-host.
Just for Stefan.
Then why? I don't...
Like, there's a lot that I'm willing to give Stefan. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, you do know that Stefan's not here, right?
James doesn't know things.
Oh.
I just assume that he knows what's happening.
James, it's a ramp. Jenna, you were saying.
Ramp door?
You would have thought he would have just giggled at that one.
Yeah.
Nope, he's in a bit.
Your fingers taste so weird today. What's up my nose?
Can I go on yet?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
I got a lathe.
Yeah, you did. Fuck. God damn it.
Yeah.
This happened last week. It's probably going to happen again next week. I have concerns.
Yesterday was
a different podcast.
Yesterday was Papa's Day, and I had a good Papa's Day.
Yay, good. Happy Papa's Day.
My kids are amazing.
That's true.
And my dad's pretty awesome.
Ooh.
And I want to make sure that I acknowledge them. But now I'm going to talk about my presents.
Yeah, you should.
I got a lathe. A big lathe.
I heard you got lathe.
It's a variable speed, swivel head lathe. So not only does it have a 12-inch diameter over the bed.
Oh, yeah.
But the head swivels out.
I mean, it's got to.
So the head is now perpendicular to the bed.
I can't imagine that being especially comfortable, but to each their own.
So I can mount anything of any diameter to it.
Well, I can see how that would be handy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, just really, honestly, like, if we're discussing it, I prefer larger diameters.
And then I get out my chisels and I just go to town on that.
The tools and...
Just chips flying everywhere.
Oh.
Just carnage.
Oh, God.
Absolute carnage.
Oh, God.
That seems right.
Yep.
We're talking to a man who swallows swords. Who knows what else he does?
No, it's fantastic. It's seriously, though. The rumors of the rumors of my Father's Day present came true, and by rumors I mean my wife said, "Which one do you want?"
Yeah, right.
And between the two, you chose the lathe.
She wanted to make sure that I got the one that I wanted.
Aww.
But I did. It's so nice. It's so nice. Like, just I've used it once so far. And the difference between this one and the old one is It's just night and day.
Was there an angelic chorus playing in the background?
Kind of.
It was hard to hear over the, like...
It was just... I have, again, just over the bed between centers, I have an entire 6-inch diameter increase. It's so nice. I can do so much.
I mean,
much
I've
larger.
Received emails about
I was
this,
about to
I've
say,
never...
I feel like maybe you bought this from an so email.
Good.
Yeah.
It's so good. I'm so, so happy. Just the size I can get.
Yes.
No, working your tool
it's,
in there, yeah?
It's real good. We, it's real
I can
good.
Imagine.
Are we not doing phrasing?
So I did that.
I think we only do phrasing.
It's just fair. A given at this point. So there's that. But then, I also got access to Stars.
Oh, shit.
So while I was at work today, over my shoulder, I was watching Black Sails.
Oh.
Hot damn.
And I have been wanting to watch that for fucking ever, and wow.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Like, Jesus Christ, is it good. It's so fucking good.
It seems really amazing.
So fucking good. It's... The sheer level of intrigue and machinations and backstabbing and plotting all going on, and they're pirates. It's just so good. It's so good. And just the characters, like the acting is fantastic.
Would you say that it's Rome on boats?
Kinda.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And that is by no means a detractor or a...
No. Yeah. I loved Rome. Good. I own Rome. I own Rome on DVD.
Yeah, you lent it to me.
Yeah.
I still have it.
I fucking love it. Oh, that's
I need to
it went.
Give it back to you.
No, it's really goddamn good. It's...
I was wondering what James was building up to.
Yeah. Like,
where it was.
We're already in the, like... Like, the very, very first episode at the beginning, you have a naval battle... and then you got to go into like episode 6,
sorry.
I think, before you get another one. But
just there was a picture in my head of two belly buttons smashing at each other.
That's called fucking, Jenna.
I have questions about how you've made children. I don't want them answered, but I have them.
When your penis is in a vagina, your belly buttons are lined up, James.
That depends on the size of the two partners.
And
because...
second follow-up question, are they?
More or less, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that depends on the torsos of the individual partners.
Fair enough. Anyway, no, it's really good. It's so good. And there's, like I said, the acting is fantastic. There's a lot of very pretty people.
Always a plus.
Very pretty people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh...
Like, the dude who plays Billy Bones
is
just, like, this... He's a tall and thin, but still kind of, like, chisel-jawed Captain America-y, like, idealist. He's a pirate, but he's still, like...
Not, like, Doug Jones wiry, but, like...
No, God, no. No, he fucking muscular, too. Dude's got pipes.
Huh. Yes.
There was a real... I'm sorry, this is a tangent. I know we don't do that on these podcasts, but when we were watching Marvel movies over the weekend, we rewatched both the first Captain America and Civil War, and I came to the actualization, I'm like, wait a minute, Captain America was a virgin for, like, all of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That had never actually crossed into my brain before.
It seems like he fucks. It really does.
Like,
no, he's way too nice. He's way too wholesome for that.
Well,
I mean,
no,
you can still be
like,
wholesome.
He can still be wholesome and get laid. Yeah. But like, yeah, just like going, I'm like, oh, he never had, oh, no wonder he stuck around after delivering the stones. Okay.
Alright,
yeah.
We're there.
We've got a lot of, like, obviously we've got, for those who know, Black Sails is about the backstory behind Long John Silver and Captain Flint, you know, the mm-hmm. the prequel to Treasure Island.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is. So the main character,
I did not know that.
The main character is Captain Flint.
Ah. Who
Long John Silver in Treasure Island is looking for his...
Yeah, Tim Curry, yeah.
And, yeah, and at the, Billy Bones is the one who gets the black spot at the beginning
yeah.
of Treasure Island. In this one, he's just a younger guy who is Flint's sure. quartermaster. But yeah, it's about Captain Flint and like him getting his big score, getting the treasure.
Gotcha.
There's stuff happening in Nassau, and we meet some famous pirates. There's Captain Vane.
The space agency?
What?
Go on.
I have no idea. Stop acknowledging him. Ignore him.
There's Captain Vane. Calico Jack Rackham and Bonnie. And Bonnie, by the way, is fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Historically, yes.
No,
yes.
She doesn't talk, like, hardly ever. And when she does, it's like a short sentence. Otherwise, she's got a hat that, like, kind of hangs over her face. So it, like, obscures half of her face, and her hair is, like, hanging down, like, hiding her face half the time. Mm. So half the time, all you ever see is, like, a little bit of a chin and an eyeball, and just this menacing stare and not talking, and then she fucks guys up with her swords and then goes back to just being menacing in a corner.
Does her talking with her violence.
Yeah, she's fucking terrifying.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, we don't know anybody
and when
like
she
that.
Does talk, it's just like, fuck, please don't hurt me. And Bonnie, like I said, and like Blackbeard is in there. We haven't met Blackbeard, but we've seen Blackbeard in like visions, and he's... Yeah.
Like, excellent.
He's bald with a big fucking black beard, but he's just stocky. Like, his arms are as big around as his head, and he's kind of short and just squat and built like a fucking bull and just stands there looking at you, and you're like,
awesome.
I want to curl up inside of my own penis right now. I'm so scared.
I have.
That's how much he scares you.
The
anyway.
Worst visual right now.
Yeah. The guy who plays Captain Vane is like the main antagonist at this point, and he's really fucking good. Mm-hmm. Like he's really really he's also very pretty.
Is the song about him?
What?
Okay.
Why? Oh my god! Why do you keep it?
Because I keep wondering what the fuck he's talking about, and he somehow thinks it's funny.
I super do.
But it's just he's menacing not. And scary, and the intrigue and the plotting and the like the mutiny and the lies and the like half truths and the it's so much happening, and
mm-hmm.
I'm only like five episodes in. Like nice. All of this has happened in five episodes. It's insane. It's so good. Black Sails is really good.
That does sound good.
And the last thing is my beloved magicians were eliminated.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
The final, the cup final is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The winner take all will have the championship, but, you know, my magicians still took the division, so I'm still proud of them.
Yeah.
And we still got next year.
Absolutely.
So, anyway. James?
I think it was just because you weren't there. I think you're their good luck salsa. They lost those two away games.
And they shouldn't have. It's true.
Yeah.
True enough.
Yeah.
Like a rabbit's foot.
Mm-hmm.
And that you weren't lucky for the rabbit. But you were lucky for the team. I blame James.
Yeah.
All right, James, what are you up to?
So many things.
Well, talk about them.
I spent time with a friend working on the card game that I'm building.
Okay.
Which is very exciting because I've been approaching kind of the nuts and bolts of it, where she asked very logical questions about like how turns would start and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that information, but I hadn't written it down or resolved all of it. So
sure.
It's amazing to work with someone else for this kind of thing.
Like squirrels and porcupines.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. So salsa's doing the thing that I do, but you know,
just saying absolute fucking nonsense.
Wait, okay, so now James is salsa.
Yeah.
Oh, salsa, God.
Wait, no. Yep. James is me.
Oh, no, I'm a disappointment to everyone.
Uh-huh.
No, okay, James.
And your penis got real small suddenly.
James is me, salsa is James, and I am salsa.
Okay.
What?
And I'm Jenna.
Currently, yes.
You know, like the yellow Skittles.
What?
They're lemon. No,
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah. No, but James is me. So his job is to just sigh in disappointment.
So sigh in disappointment. Okay, you were saying.
I do it better.
I don't even remember now.
Exactly!
This is what it's
exactly!
Like!
Exactly!
This is what it's like!
Okay, all right. No, no, I do remember. I just know that's what you would have said.
That's accurate.
All right. So, I was working on that card game and also just doing my best to relax. And I'm fucking terrible at it. And then got a new phone, which is kind of a big deal for me.
What kind did you get?
I got an iPhone 11.
Is that good?
From a friend. Well, the latest ones are the iPhone 12s.
Okay.
So
not bad.
Yeah, a friend of mine.
Unless the 11 just sucked.
Charles, best friend, former landlord, had a problem with the iPhone 11, where it wouldn't start and he couldn't refresh the software on it. Mm-hmm. It was just like
that Hootie and the Blowfish song.
No, what? No, like the fish hook song.
I don't know who I'm responding to as whom right now.
Right.
I think I did the what for salsa and the deep sigh for James, which seems correct.
Yeah.
I think I'm keeping up. Continue.
Also, you two have amazing yellow shirts on. The
Full House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Danny Tanner. The phone that I got was broken, but he said it's got a warranty and you can take it into the shop. Mm-hmm. And so I fucking did, and now I have a working phone.
Nice.
For very little money, and I'm pretty excited about it, but it is a dramatic change in the way that the phone works. They eliminated a button that I was extremely comfortable with, and I don't know...
I had a date like that.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly that.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, the button at the base of the phone that you use to go back out to the main screen, the new ones, they just don't fucking have it.
Okay.
Which is weird for me.
You do a swipey thing?
Yeah. You now get between apps by swiping, and it's...
Or...
Yeah.
You could get a good phone and not use Apple products.
There are things that I really like about it.
No, there are good things, such as the fact that they make good paperweights.
Yeah.
You can test gravity with them.
I honestly considered getting a...
You need to get a Linux phone. That's the only way to go, you
it's
guys.
It's the only way that salsa will be satisfied. I, like many other people, do not care about salsa satisfaction. So there's that.
Just like Dude Ranches.
What? Exactly like that. City Slickers was a movie in the 1990s starring Billy Crystal.
I don't care.
Oh.
I don't.
So,
am I doing it right, you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
As always, you're a better salsa than salsa is. So,
just like the Mayan calendar.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But it's not the Mayan calendar anymore. It's the Junin calendar until next month. So so there's that. I'm kind of excited about it because it's got a really fucking sweet camera, but I haven't had a good opportunity to delve into that yet. But I do take a ton of photos.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of pumped to see if it's a good camera setup. Because I feel like my photography has gotten not good, but like really fucking middling.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, always shoot for average, James.
I feel like I feel like I can.
If you can get just above acceptable, that's fine.
You're asking a lot.
I know.
But that's okay. I have aiming for acceptable definitely gives me a goal for the future. Yeah. So there's that. I really. My every inclination and instinct from, like, a decade of using the phones that have the little belly button, my every instinct is incorrect. So, yeah.
I mean, but
belly buttons are the
that
things that match when Salsa has sex.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's true.
I
was explaining the reference that he didn't make.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Who are you guys? What are you doing in my house?
So that's what I've been up to.
Oh, no. We should take a break.
Yeah, God, please, yes. It's so exhausting being you. Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing. One, two, three.
Does everybody hear what I have to put up with here? This is not unusual.
It's not unusual to be
this. This is just how things go.
How are you doing, Salsa? Do you need a drink?
I do, yes. And thankfully, I've got one in front of me.
Wow, sweet seg.
We're doing another contraband. This is the Southern Orange.
Ooh. Well, all right. Let's do it.
Kind of a... some kind of citrus...
Oh.
The smell?
By citrus, you mean orange?
Oh. That tastes like a boozy dreamsicle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, this one's pretty good. I like this one.
Mm. Yeah, I'm all right with that.
It's got a hint of a bite to it.
This one I like. This one I keep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm. Very pleased with that one. We'll have to give that one the Dr. Pepper test at some point.
Yeah, but not this time.
No.
Because I think that the orange with the Dr. Pepper would go really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, it is getting to be... well into the summer months here, and that mm-hmm. means for us at least camping season, because we like to go camping.
It's true.
We like the camping. We like the camping. Camping.
Do you like all hear camping. What we I like to put we like with camping. Here? So how do you do the camping?
How do I do the camping?
Do that. That camping that you do so well?
I wouldn't say it's well. I do a variety of different types of camping.
Okay.
I don't have any kind of vehicular-based camping setup.
Okay.
But when I do camping, it is usually in a tent. And I prefer to have some form of outhouse or bathroom or something within a walking distance.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I will shit in a ditch in Iowa, it's not my preferred way to go about relieving myself.
Oh, so yeah. you don't like to do the like walk out campsites that you got to hike to?
Not really. Yeah. Like I can and I have.
Sure.
But it's not usually not my preferred way. If I have other people of a similar caliber, it's acceptable.
Hmm.
But a lot of people that I have done camping with are not shit in the woods people.
Okay.
And like other camping things aren't automatic, mm-hmm. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, yeah.
I've never had to dig a trench for that. I mean, I know that I can, but I've never had to. Yeah.
Yeah, like I mean, you don't have to make it like 20 feet long or anything, but yeah, well, maybe you do. Look, I'm not.
Look, but, I eat a lot of meat, okay?
Yeah.
James just does what most dog owners do and just picks it up in a plastic bag and throws it in the trash on his way out.
Mm. That's fair.
Accurate.
Yeah. It's bigger, though, so it's easier to pick up.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a two-handed job.
I use 13-gallon trash bags.
I'm not surprised by this. Like, I want to be, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I do also, like, and I will say, like, regular camping versus, like, fest camping. Those
fest
are
camping
two
is, yeah,
very different forms
we're
of
not,
camping.
That's a whole other beast.
It depends on how long I'm camping. If mm-hmm. it's just an overnight spot, I'm not going to, probably not going to set up a cot even.
Oh.
Because that smacks of effort.
Huh.
Right. If it's going to be like a 3-day weekend, I'll set up a cot. But yeah. Like if it's just a one night.
Sure.
And then move, like,
effort,
no.
Yeah. I suppose if I'm just staying somewhere for one night, if I'm just trying to get shut eye, I would probably sleep in the back of my tiny car.
How?
I do that all the time.
How?
I don't understand it either.
How does he fit back there?
Quite comfortably. Before I bought the car, I told the salesperson, I was like, okay, this is going to be real weird, but I'm going to curl up in the back of this car to make sure that he can fit the bodies in there. That I can sleep. Don't worry, I have a home. But sometimes I like to nap.
So yeah, and I have done back of the car.
Yeah.
But that almost doesn't feel like camping to me.
It's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
it's more like just crashing, which sounds bad when you're talking about a vehicle, but that's not really a camping, that's more of just like a layover.
Yeah.
Really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have to have my super warm sleeping bag.
Okay.
That is 100% a must.
That seems correct.
That just has to happen.
Yeah.
And yeah, depending on the length, that will determine how many extra things I'm bringing for cooking or
sure.
I do have a water jug wash basin combo thing, mm-hmm. which is nice,
ooh.
But that's usually for longer trips.
Yeah,
because a water bottle will suffice for an awful lot. Mm-hmm.
Do you do cooking over the fire, or do you go out for food?
Either, both, okay. Depending.
Yeah,
I can cook over a fire. I have things with which I can cook over a fire.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm, a lot of times, I think my most frequent kind will be going up north, along the North Shore, and sure. That's usually a tent. It's usually just for a weekend, so not necessarily a cot, bag, and probably going out to eat most of the time. But I'll try to have at least one or two meals over the fire, just because that's why there's a fire there.
Yeah,
sure, like, yeah.
Otherwise, you're just staying in a hotel.
A very thin hotel. But yeah, like it's there is something about just cooking over a fire that is a part of the camping experience for me.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be the entire time. You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah.
I will try to make s'mores. That will happen.
Absolutely.
That is a guaranteed.
That is necessary.
Yeah, that's kind of a...
And I will be drinking around the fire until I'm about to pass out.
Yeah, that... Our camping often is in places that have interesting brew pubs nearby. Like, we'll go to the North Shore and stop in Duluth for many boozes.
I've heard they have beer there.
Yeah. You know... you know, we'll go to, like, this summer we're going to Flandreau State Park, which is in New Ulm, which has a brewery.
Well planned.
Yeah.
Well planned.
I mean, it's not explicitly, like, on purpose that we must be near a brewery, but it's Minnesota.
Right.
There's a brewery somewhere near you.
A land of 10,000 lakes and a good 2,000 breweries.
At least, but yeah, so North Shore and Flandreau State Park are kind of our two go-to locations. Mm-hmm. We'll go to a few other places here and there sometimes, but
sure.
But like those tend to be our places to go to. But like we used to be tent, you know, campers. We would go out there. Air mattresses is how we would rock.
Oh,
Meh.
I mean, I'm glad that you like them. I'm
better than being on the ground. But
I should say I do have a ground pad that I'll use sometimes.
Yep.
Like, it usually either goes on my cot because cots aren't depending. Yeah. My cot does the little droopy thing, and it's nice to have the pad on there. Mm-hmm. But
sure.
But now that we've got the kids, and now that I have the camper for Fest, we usually just take the camper.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
With kids, it's just so much easier.
It is.
And more convenient because you know, just throw that up there and then it's done. But yeah, we do most of our food is stuff we cook over the fire. Oftentimes we will camp with my wife's sister. And so the four of us kind of either we'll get the same spot or spots next to each other and we'll, you know, pool our resources, you know.
It's super nice.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun to camp with other people. And mm-hmm. when you're camping with people who you like and, you know, speak the same language, so to speak.
Yeah.
You there's not a lot of conflict about what are we going to do now. It's just like, oh, we're going to do this thing. We're going to, you know, my sister-in-law has a Dutch oven lasagna recipe that is...
Oh, jealous.
I know, right? It's so good. And then you'd have leftover for days.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll set up the pop-up, you know, gazebo and just, like, play cards and stuff like that into the night.
That's my fucking favorite thing.
It's fantastic. I love doing it.
It's one of the things I miss the most about going up to a place that I visited a lot as a kid. Was mm-hmm. staying up really late and playing cards with the grown-ups.
Yeah.
Cribbage.
Cribbage was good.
We'll play like Flux or what's the card game that's like the Edward Gorey?
Gloom.
Yes, thank you. We'll play Gloom or you know things like that often.
Those are both really good. I remember playing a lot of a game called Authors, which was a bookmaking game, and it's functionally Go Fish.
Okay,
but. You get to learn about famous authors and the books that they've written, which is super pleasant.
Are either of you familiar with the card game Golf?
Nope.
Familiar-ish.
It's something that we used to play a lot at Como Cottage when I still worked at Cottage at Fest. Yeah. Some of the adults, you know, after hours, the younger crowd would go off to the BLT and mm-hmm. socialize, and the older ones would set up a table and play golf. And it's a really fun card game. You need a lot of decks of cards. The more decks of cards, the better.
Huh.
Because you need a lot of cards. To make it much more randomized and a deeper pool to pull from.
Fair. That makes counting cards incredibly difficult.
Right. And it's...
I can do
but
it.
But it's...
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
You have six cards in front of
manager.
You, and you either flip over a card or you replace a card from the deck. And what you're trying to do is get the lowest score possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you've got, like I said, you've got six cards, a bottom row of three and a top row of three. Mm-hmm. And what you're trying to do is if the card on the top and the bottom row directly across from each other are the same card, then it's zero. And so what you're trying to do is constantly trade out cards to cancel all of your numbers out.
Ah, okay.
And so the first person to flip over all six of their cards, that begins the final round, and then at the end you tally up how many points you have. And so you're trying to spend all of your time either flipping cards over or replacing cards with discarded cards to try to cancel out as many of your cards as possible.
Yeah.
And then there's like, it's been such a long time, I haven't played in a long time, but if you get like two pairs of canceled cards, then it's like negative points.
Ooh.
And it's, I wish I remembered all those. It's a really fun, like, camping game.
Aside from playing Authors with my Uncle Dave, I'm playing, I think it's, is it Spades, where you can shoot the moon?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Dave and I would always pair up and shoot the moon and win because we're animals.
Oh, I used to do that with Alira.
Yeah.
We're
just fucking jerks. So there's that one. And then I love playing a game called Durak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is Russian for idiot or asshole.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can play with a standard deck of cards. I wholeheartedly recommend it as a game. It's easy to learn and fun to teach.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just a solid fucking game. You can teach it to drunk people, which is amazing. So there's that. love all of that. So you bring a bunch of card games and board games and things like that, which I think is a really good plan. Do you do any hiking or anything?
We do some. We typically try to find a place that's got somewhere to go swimming. You know, or canoeing or something like that. Some less walking and more water based recreation.
Sure.
Like hiking. Hiking is really not as much a thing we do. Like if we're gonna go hiking, we're gonna go to a destination. You know what I mean?
Like you're gonna pick a place that you want to hike to.
Yeah, then, like if we're camping, if we're camping up on the North Shore, for example, what's the
Devil's Tea Kettle?
Devil's Tea Kettle. Yeah. Like we'll hike up to that.
Or, that's pretty gentle and is very cool.
Yeah. Or if we're up by the Split Rock Lighthouse or something, we'll hike to the lighthouse or something. Like, but it's we're going to a place. We're not just hiking to hike.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
We're not just going to walk in a circle and then go back to where we started and just be like, okay, that was a thing we did.
Mm-hmm. My summer camping group did an absolutely brutal hike up Eagle Mountain, which is only, I think, 7 or 8 miles round trip. But it's very vertical, and because it's...
it's way faster going down.
The situation was that the trails can't really be maintained as such because it's part of a protected reserve.
Oh, sure.
So, the trails aren't paved or anything like that, and in the rainy season, they're just real fucked up, which is awesome, but it's an adventure, but everyone was absolutely wrung out, except for the Brothers Williams, because I think they're like 75% Labrador Retriever. And just boundless energy. So when we went up that way, we came back down and everybody's legs were just noodles.
I think I would enjoy doing more hiking, at least like low level hiking. A lot of times when I go up to the North Shore with people, it's with people that haven't really been up to the North Shore.
Sure.
So a lot of the sites that we see are things like Split Rock and, you know, shopping in little curio shop towns and whatever. I don't generally get to do a lot of hiking.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I mean, that said, do you count Gooseberry Falls? Is that hiking?
I mean,
it's like, I feel like so. If the path is something you can skateboard, I don't know if it counts as hiking.
Fair.
But, I mean, there's also rock climbing there. Like,
But, and, like, there's the harbor point that you can go out to in Grand Marais, which is a really gentle introductory hike. So we'll usually do that the first day. And then the next day, if we're doing hiking, we just pick something monstrous. We're doing Eagle Point again this year.
But like a lot of the people that I've brought up are people like Joe, who's allergic to everything. like, I don't even camp with him. Yeah. We always get a room somewhere. But like Bill, not much of a hiker.
No.
Climber. Fair. Gooseberry Falls was okay, but not, And it's just like the people that I tend to bring up north are people that I want to share my up north with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they just haven't been serious hikers. Yeah.
See, if we go to Grand Marais, we're much more likely to get a ride on the Hjordis than we are to go hiking anywhere.
That's the like old timey
the Viking
sail
ship, yeah.
Oh, the Viking ship.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
I've only seen like the. It's not a galleon.
Yeah,
but it's
that.
Like, oh,
that,
oh, okay.
Yeah, that thing.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
The Hjordis is a ship that was built. So they've got the North House Folk School. Yes, North House Folk School. I think that's what it's called in Grand Marais.
Okay.
They built a ship.
Oh.
It's called the Hjordis.
Okay.
And you can go for a ride in it.
And it's a Viking ship?
It's not like a Viking longship, but it's a Scandinavian
sailing ship. Yeah.
Okay.
It's more what you would think of when you think of like a small pirate ship.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's very pretty.
Oh, maybe I can sell Joe on a small pirate ship.
That's trafficking, and I don't recommend it. Jenna.
Maybe I can sell the idea to Joe of being on a small
pirate
ship.
That's a much better idea.
God damn it.
That's a much better idea.
No, though.
Oh, hey, look at you.
No.
No?
Yeah.
This makes for great podcasting.
That's similar to the one that I've seen, yeah.
Yeah, that's the Hjordis.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's adorable. Look at that.
Hjordis.
You're a Hjordis.
That's true.
So, no, it's pretty great. You just kind of go out for a spin on the lake. It's pretty great. Good time. That's much more my speed than walking.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I've done enough walking in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This doesn't interest me.
Huh.
All right.
I like the climbing. I like the trails and places of interest and overlooks and things like that. I think it's beautiful, but I definitely understand, especially with kids.
Yeah. Ooh,
yeah. Hiking would be sort of a bitter experience.
Yeah, like I guess walking trails is more of what I generally get.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's my speed.
Mm.
Sure, I'm more likely going to hang out with people and then go swimming or something.
Yeah. So for us, day one is in town and hike the point. Day two is hike whatever monstrous hike we're going to do, whatever long hike we're going to do, and then day three is. Just go swimming.
Day drink.
Enjoy the water and day drink.
We'll try to usually make a trip up to Grand Portage or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Go see the fur trader thing.
Yeah.
Up there.
Oh, that's not a euphemism. Okay.
Huh. There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Good, good.
Dear listeners,
first of all, do you camp? Second off, if you do, how? When? Where? What?
Why? Porque no los there you dos.
Go. Wait, we've done if.
I didn't. Ah! No, he did start with if. You just James lost failed. At the participle game.
Then. If then.
And?
If not, then what?
Else.
Yeah. If you don't go camping,
or
what do you do instead? We're going to take a break.
How do camp?
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. And check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
I'm acceptable.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
Holy shit, I'm James.
I'm acceptable. I mean, Jenna. Ooh. Oh, buddy.
And we have an acceptable Fast Five.
Fast Five. No, just Fast Five. Do we?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're acceptable
are you gonna
and you
say,
have a Fast Five.
Are you going to say this week's Fast Five comes to us from?
From acceptable.
Oh,
we have an acceptable Fast Five.
This week's Fast Five comes to us from me, bitches.
And you're acceptable.
Piss off. I don't get an introduction. I just get some nebulous one. We have procedures, kind of. Shit. All right.
Yes. Yeah. Are you forgetting that our procedure is to fuck it up?
No.
Also that.
I mean, I keep trying. Hey, everybody, I have a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
So if you're ready, let us begin. Question.
And if you're not, we're going to do it anyway.
If you're not, you know,
if you're not, pause. A little bit. Yeah.
God damn it. I'm so angry that we're saying things at the same. I almost missed the leg now. Because at least then we were saying the same things, but it wasn't at the same time.
Yeah, it seemed like you had the idea first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, All right. Question number one.
Ding.
I got the thingy. I am a project manager. I'm going to manage the shit out of this Fast Five, assholes.
She had a date like that.
Now, write me a user story. Okay. Question number one.
Ding.
No, stop it.
Ding.
Now it's just Pavlovian. I'm hungry.
I hate you so much.
Bromp womp.
Quit. Oh, now my phone went off. It's so complicated.
I'm a project manager. I can do this.
Fuck you. Fuck you. I've got a little finger thing, so when I tap the finger thing, it just... When I finger my phone, Ooh. The screen pops open.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Question number one.
Ding.
Card or board?
Board.
Card? I'm gonna say I think I like exchanging cards rather than having like a message board.
All right, I'm definitely the other way around on that, and I wish people did that more.
I prefer cardboard over board card.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that would. Anyway, I think I'm going to go card. I think. Question number two.
Ding. Ding.
I hate you both so much. Do you just want the sound box?
No.
Do you just want this?
No, that
do you
would just, ruin it.
Sure.
Now I'm concerned.
Don't do it.
This feels like a trap.
It is.
Oh, shit. All right, question number two. Card or board?
Board.
Oh, shit. I'm going to switch it up this time and say card.
Okay. I think...
Before you are.
I think I'm going to go card.
Okay.
Question number three.
Ding!
Fuck. Card or board?
Board.
I think this one is... Which house is easier to build? Is it easier to, like, put together a card house? Or is it easier to put together, like, a bird house out of boards?
Mm.
I think the card house is easier because it doesn't involve fasteners, but the board house stays together. And it's good for burbs.
Like suburbs?
Yeah, it's starring Tom Hanks. Anyway, moving on.
I'm going card. Question number four.
Ding!
God damn it. God.
Ding. Ding.
The problem is that I can't hit it again until it's done with the sound. So, fuck
there
it.
There we go.
Question number four. Kindle... or douse?
Ooh.
Kindle.
Which do you feel is a more relaxing way to read? On break, just opening up the Kindle app and reading an ebook, or getting home and taking a real book into the bathtub? And I'm going to say Kindle because I'm always worried that I'm going to drop the book in the tub.
I am also going to go Kindle. Question number five.
Ding.
Triangle or square?
Triangle.
A lot of games, the triangle button on the PlayStation remote is the menu. So... But square is like, use this thing. The multifunction button. I'm going to go with square is the more useful button.
Mm. You said triangle?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to go triangle. That was it. We fucking did it.
Yay!
I needed this. Assholes. All right. Jesus, fuck. I hate you so much.
Fuck.
Why am I here? Why do I do this?
I'm asking myself that same question.
Who are you? What are you doing in my house?
Why do I do
this? Oh, you
this?
Don't get to be salsa.
Thank God.
Right.
The nicest thing you've ever said to me.
All right. Question number one, card or board? What kind of game is cribbage?
Oh, shit.
It's a card game.
It is. And cribbage boards are amazing, but you can... I suppose you could probably play Monopoly without a board, but then you'd kind of have to design a board. You can count cribbage points on just a piece of paper without having to make a board or draw pictures. So,
yeah. The board is merely a scoring. It's a scoring method.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I lean too, but I've had that question before and I was
No,
like,
that is a legitimately
that's a fun
that's
question.
A good one, yeah.
Yeah. Right. That is good.
Question number two, card or board? What is cardboard?
Is it card or board?
Yes.
Card.
I think it really depends on the type of cardboard. because there's like the tagboard style cardboard, or the cardboard that is little more than, but then there's corrugated cardboard, which is structural, which I would submit is more like a board. But I'm going to say that the essential parts are card, where when you have it in corrugated form, that it's a structure that you are making out of additional pieces of cardboard. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I said card for actually similar reasons. So.
Nice.
Don't think I'm starting to think like you, though, asshole. question number three, card or board? Mm-hmm. This board is spelled B-O-R-E-D.
Ooh.
Nobody asked me. I was a little sad. Who are you at a party? Are you the card or are you board?
Card.
I am also the card.
Really? Yeah. Depends on the party.
That's fair. But you have to go with one. Who are you more often at a party?
I'd go with card.
That's fair.
Yeah.
If you think you're going to be bored at a party, you just don't go. That's really how I see that for you. You're just like, nah, I'm good.
It depends on how many. If it's going to be a lot of people, then I'll probably be bored. But if there's just a few people that I know and like, then I'll be the card.
Hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Because, like, at Pi Day parties, I always see Salsa being kind of the excellent host. Which is kind of a card thing.
Can be. I mean, just shoving pie in people's faces is pretty much a good host for that. So, you know.
Hmm.
Anyway, question number four. Kindle or douse? How do you start a campfire? With kindling.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you douse it with fuel?
Kindling. Always.
I am also a kindling person.
Use dowsing rods.
To find fire?
I believe this, yeah, actually.
You point the stick places, and if the end lights on fire, you're close.
I have found fire.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, that's...
scientifically proven methodology. Fuck.
All right, and then question number five. Triangle or square, how do you stack your wood before lighting it?
Oh, see, I gotta change to square.
I think I usually build a square thing. There's a lot more
like
airflow.
A little pyre.
Yeah.
The teepee has never worked for me.
I don't do a teepee though. Really, I do more of like a lento house where it's just like one log, and then you have two other logs on either ends, mm-hmm. but then they join together, so you still get that circle for the airflow.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm more likely to do a square structure.
That's fair.
The log cabin-y thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That was it.
Cool. Nice. I liked it.
Thank you to Jenna for the Fast Five.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should be the choices, and the second one repeat those choices, and then give us context. Who's got a shout-out?
I have.
Hmm.
Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
All right. No, I wanted to say thank you to the person who was my trainer over at the Apple Call-In Center fucking 15 years ago for introducing me to some really kick-ass bands, including Rat-A-Tat and Lemon Jelly. Those have been a huge part of my life since then. And have helped me to relax before many important college exams.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, I thought I had one and then I lost it. God damn it. Do you have something, Salsa?
Yeah, I'm just going to give a shout out to my dad.
Oh, yay.
He's pretty great.
Yay.
Taught me a lot of cool stuff.
Yay.
Throughout my life. A lot of it I didn't realize was cool stuff I learned from him until I became, you know, like...
A dad.
I was going to say an adult with responsibilities.
But I suppose dad also is included in there.
Yeah.
Just like all of the shit that I know how to fix around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is amazing. It's
a really good skill to have.
Yeah.
Mm. So. I'm going to give a shout out to CJ. She knows what she did.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
She doesn't listen to this podcast. She'll never hear it, but she knows what she did.
All right. Who's got anything to plug?
This Friday, Vilten.
Ooh.
Yeah, watch it online. It's game show based.
Dun, 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 dun.
What? We've never done a game show based Vilten before.
Tim Wick has also never hosted a game show.
I believe this to be inaccurate.
Huh.
Weird. I got nothing.
Nope. I don't have anything either, other than like the Discord server.
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah. That's a good thing to plug.
Check that out if you haven't already. Any final thoughts?
I wanted to say bye-bye, I love you, bye-bye.
All right, thank you so very much for listening to this podcast. Thank you to Jenna for the Fast Five.
Yay! Wait. Woo!
Yeah! On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.